Tuesday morning is, of course, Tuesday Book Club. We took the written word with Andrew Popel, the host of 2SER's own Final Draft. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, fairly somber book club this morning, isn't it?
It is. It's one that I was looking forward to receiving because I was expecting it to be a really moving book, but also just very, very sad. The book that I've brought in is a memoir from the Australian writer Georgia Blaine called The Museum of Words. Now, Georgia died in late 2016. In this book, it's a story of her life in words. It's about the joy of language and writing and her joy in her family and friends. So Georgia Blaine, she was a consummate writer. She published novels for adults and children, including things like Clothes for Winter, The Secret Life of Men, and Between a Wolf and a Dog, as well as essays, short stories, and memoir. She shared in the community of Australian writing, and she was a much-loved member. Now, in late 2015, Georgia was diagnosed with a brain tumour. The tumour was located around one of the areas of the brain that are implicated in language. And so her subsequent illness and the treatment were all the more devastating for her as she finds that her ability to communicate and write are heavily affected. So this is a book, look, it's a difficult book to talk about because it does deal with so much loss. At the time that she was diagnosed, Blaine was also dealing with the twin blows of helping her mother, the broadcaster and writer Anne Deverson, move into a nursing home due to her progressive Alzheimer's disease, as well as the recent diagnosis, well, at the time, the recent diagnosis of her friend, fellow writer Rosie Scott with glioblastoma. And this was the same tumour that Georgia was diagnosed with. In the book, she notes, in sort of this wonderful moment of whimsy that just shows her amazing character and writing, she notes that if it were a novel, it would be stretching credibility, having each of these events compound on one another. This book is... it's also about the love, the loss, and the discovery of words. It's called the Museum of Words for a reason. Now, it's a devastating blow for any one person to lose the ability to connect with the world in all the subtle ways that language affords. I can't overstate this. Blaine's exploration of language is one of the many reasons that I think this book deserves a wide readership. Imagine just for a moment, Nick, how your world or my world might contract if our words were taken away from us or even just slowed.
I can't imagine it. I literally can't.
Yeah, because words, I mean, apart from the aspect of this that is broadcasting, words are not, they're not simply talking or writing. They're the ways we mediate our reality. There's this wonderful and whimsical but again sobering moment in the book where Blaine describes her brain surgeon telling her that she's the Roger Federer of English and that right now, injured, she couldn't expect to win Grand Slams, but she could more than hold her own in a social game. So she was finding herself in the situation where she could converse, she could communicate with people, but she felt that the way that she used words, and particularly the way that she had soared with her writing, wasn't where it should be. I took this metaphor to describe the heights that we reach through language and that simply being understood is good, but to revel in the joy of words is just so much more. Now, before I dwell too long on the nature of language and its loss, I have to say that above all else, the Museum of Words is a celebration of language and life spent amongst words. Blaine, she celebrates her love of literature through the Museum of Words, her mother's writing, her dear friend and mentor Rosie Scott's work, and the emergence of her daughter's literary talents. She explores the ways in which we develop, explore, and craft language, from the earliest sounds of babies, discovering a voice through writing and through experiments in form. These skills, these are the skills that are the craft of the writer, and they're so easy to forget as we immerse ourselves in a new novel or an old favourite. Like all good art, rendered well, the lines blur, and we only see the work as it blossoms for us. In the Museum of Words, Georgia Blaine seeks to explore and celebrate these gifts of words, even as she's threatened with their loss. There's so much joy in this book, but it's also incredibly sad because as much as we can say, as much as we can ever say, there's always those things left unsaid. I could go on. It's a relatively short book, but it contains so much for the lover of books and writing. There's a temptation, I think, in reviews to say too much or try to be as clever as the writer that you're talking about. But this book can only be understood within its pages. Anything I say is surplus. What I will say, though, just get out, read it, and think about your own words.
I got to say, as someone who cries a lot during books, I'm anticipating that for this.
I cried during this. I cried preparing for this, because really thinking about what, thinking about this book, it causes you to reflect on your own life, your words. It's a beautiful book, but it's so hard to describe as beautiful because you have this wonderful writer in a very real way anticipating and contemplating a time when she won't be here anymore. And it's something that, we've talked about this before. We shy away from talking about this.
We do.
And as I said before, then so much is left unsaid. A really resonating thing that comes through is when Georgia Blanche is talking about her mother, Anne Deverson, and as the Alzheimer's progresses, Georgia reflects on all the things that she didn't say, and particularly as much as she may have told her mother that she loved her, that she wished she could do it more. That's what I got from this, just the beauty that we have in words, the ability to shape so much in our life, and that we should take the opportunities.
The Museum of Lost Words, Georgia Blaine, an incredibly important read. Yep. Andrew, thank you very much. I only have two questions for you. Where can people find more Final Draft?
It's not 42. No. I always have that answer ready. No. Final Draft, Saturday, 10 a.m. every week. 2SER.com. Like right now. Don't tune out, Nick. But, you know, you've got 2SER in your pocket all day.
And what do we want to talk about for next week's Tuesday Book Club?
Okay, another book. This is a book that's also blown me away. It is another heavy book. It is The Book of Dirt by Bram Presser. Bram's a Melbourne author. It's about his search and discovery of his grandfather, who was, he was from Prague, and was a Jewish man from Prague and lived through the Holocaust. And his grandson, Bram, his search for him and his story.
I cannot wait to have a read of it. Andrew, thank you very much. Looking forward to next week.
Pleasure. See you then, mate.